Once again, coming to you live trackside. I just had to get the other recorder up and going there momentarily. And this is presented by Wadena Grand Slam, the Team Derby coming up here August 16th. Looking forward to that. We had a chance to talk with Josh Decker and Miss Katie. Looking forward to the trip going over there to see the folks at Performance Rear Ends. Jesse Keel is going to be building the car. Josh is going to be in competition on Friday night before we head over to the Wadena Grand Slam, the Team Derby. Up there, Darren Agard, been real active. I got to give those guys a call, actually. We've got some audio questions that we need to straighten out with their the audio guy, the main audio contact that we've got up there at the Wadena Grand Slam Team Format Program. This here tonight is going to be a just regular derby. Lots of people here signed up expecting a real good show as we move through the program. Got Steve, if you want to circle around the table right over there, or either way, it doesn't matter. Steve Manchaki from Total Destruction Demo Productions is going to be sitting down with us here momentarily. 70 cars pre-registered already for tonight, and then they've got another, probably close to another dozen cars. You want to put those on, that way we can hear each other. And we got your microphone. Get right up on top of that microphone. I know you're no stranger to them. excellent turnout so far here tonight. I'm thinking that this is going to be another busy one.
Yep, we're going to be real busy here tonight.
tell us a little bit about what your week has been, starting right up top with Thursday over there in Morris. I mean, we had the Memorial Night over there with Rick Engelhart, and then you moved right into the toughest part of your schedule.
Yep, we had a fantastic show that night. Sold-out grandstands, massive car count. Then we turned around, we finished that show. We came home, regrouped, got everything repacked, and we're in Franklin County Fair in Malone. We were here on Saturday morning, got everything set up, pushed through just shy of 100 cars, of course, as we always do up here.
You had six small car heats plus a big car heat.
Right.
Plus you had to do the features.
Plus we did a feature, and we also added a compact feature so that we could qualify a driver for Syracuse out of a compact division. So guess we paid out about $7,300 in prize money. So no small feat, but right. That's what we do is pay out the money that these guys want, and then we close the show, empty the grandstands of just shy of 10,000 people.
Good God!
Release them to the grounds, and then and myself and Ben Haas and my crew, and my entry manager Paul, we got in our vehicles and headed halfway back to Watertown, where we grabbed a room. Mm-hmm. Got up at 5 o'clock in the morning and headed back into Morris, New York, the Otsego Fair.
Did they charge you for a full price for a full night since you got in there at midnight?
Full night. I wanted to pay it. I needed the room. So then we get up, we regroup, and we head into Morris, New York. We have to be there by 8:30, 9 o'clock, where we already had 10 to 15 cars in line.
Wow.
To start registering. We registered all of our 1 o'clock shows. We ran pickup trucks, small cars, big cars, Jeeps, vans, we had it all there. Had an excellent turnout for our 1 o'clock show. We took 20 minutes off to grab something to eat between shows. Went back to the pit area where we had absolutely no room left. We had cars backed up to the front gate. The fair people were saying, we got trucks and trailers. I says, we're going to move them through the best we can. We pushed through 140 entries as we tallied them last night. We've registered 140 cars
wow.
in Morris, New York here. So, that's the two shows, of course, but it was a fantastic show, and we pushed right through until the rain held off till the last one, the feature. So, and then, like I said, we had an excellent show. We have a tremendous bunch of drivers that are they're good at what they do, you know, and everybody's a handshake away. So we had a great time.
And it was Mike Green coming away with a win in a tilted Ford in the full-size division. Jason Sherman picks up his second Total Destruction win of the year, winning the small car ranks. He won in the spring earlier
right.
this year. Both of those guys are heading to the state fair. And Mike is joining his daughter.
He'll be joining his daughter that took the win on Thursday. They're going to be kind of... That is a dream come true in the family event when you're in it as family members. I know growing up, my brothers, that was their dream, is to kind of run in the Syracuse together. And, of course, my best friend and I, that was our dream, is to win a fair back-to-back, which we did in Ontario County Fair back in 94 or 5. And then we ended up being able to run the New York State Championship together. And it is a dream come true. And if you can do it, you need to do it. So
you've got All this going on, but in the midst of it, we had all these yellow cars showing up. Yellow car after yellow car, 33R after 33R after 33R. Rick Englehart passing away actually a week ago yesterday. And all these drivers banding together Thursday, they had the 33 tribute, or the cars in the form of the 33 and then the R, which the photos were all over Facebook. It was excellent to see. What did Rick mean to you? Because I know you made a pretty cool announcement that Sunday night.
Yeah, Rick was a good driver. He was a hard driver. He was a good driver. And he was a, what's closest to my heart is most of my drivers are, he was a devoted family man. Mm-hmm. And his kids meant the most to him, and everybody knows that. So that's close to my heart when someone will stick with their kids and do what needs the right thing to do. That was what he was about, wrecking his cars, going to work, and taking care of his kids. He was a good man.
And the announcement Sunday was that the Sunday night full-size championship is going to be the Rick Englehart Memorial
Championship. Yes, it will be. That will always be the Rick Englehart Memorial Championship Demolition Derby.
And that was cool to see. Ryan Deal built a neon, and out of the blue, you didn't know Ryan.
Nope.
Out of the blue, he calls you middle of last week and says, "I've got a neon, and I'd like to build this car and donate it as a raffle car with this car going in competition on Sunday night at 6:00." He got there, I'd say probably between 11 and noon.
Yep.
And was wandering the pit area, and Ryan sold over $1,300. In raffle tickets.
Yep, $1,335.
And that money's going into the trust fund for Rick's children, Tommy and Robbie. And I don't remember the name of the gentleman who won the ticket, but this was one of the coolest things that I have seen all year. This elderly gentleman and a family member came down trackside, and you brought the microphone over to see who was going to drive this car. And he said that the thing that he would probably like to see the most was if the young man that built that car would be able to drive it. And Ryan ended up taking out in the four-cylinder heat, and he didn't qualify. But I mean that meant a lot. To
it was a tribute in
everybody.
Itself.
Everybody.
It was a tribute in itself to the car, to him, to the nature of what it was meant for. It turned out very well.
Talk about what you saw on Saturday here. I mean, you ran through six full heats for the small cars, plus you had all the big cars. Now you've got everything from Saturday boiling over to today. As I understand it, we might even have some of the Dustins in competition tonight.
Right,
the
yep.
orange cars are
it's
gonna be
my
here.
Understanding we're going to have some entries that are coming in that we're going to sign in today. So that's good. It's going to fill up the rest of our heats that need some added attention. They're full right now, but we have a excellent venue here. So there's plenty of room. This is the best track that we have. All of our tracks are pretty decent. This is an excellent track here, so we've got room for a good amount of them, that's for sure.
The Power Team cars are already rolling in, a couple of the small ones here pulling in. How important is it on a day like today, and conversely, a night like today, bright sun, hot, warm weather? Last night, late in the evening, we had the threat of rain. The rain finally did materialize. How important is it as a promoter, from your perspective, to have a venue this size, they can hold this many people with this much room for cars, but on top of that, you've got grandstands and all of them are covered?
This is definitely an event where it's rain or shine. It's always going to happen here no matter what, and that goes out to anybody that people always wonder, is the demo on? It's always on here no matter what. When you have a covered grandstands and you got the volume of people that we get here, tonight we're going to end up with an excess of over 10,000 people right here on the grounds to watch this event.
Is it something that has just always been tradition up here, that Monday almost tends to be the show that everybody looks forward to?
It is, and I think that's always, it's a precedent that it's set. It's like everybody, I mean, even though Saturday's usually the day where most of my venues are packed on a Saturday, this particular venue is where it's set in stone, you go on Monday.
Right. And a new twist to the Franklin County Fair format this year is there's another event yet to come on the 10th. We've got the rollover contest, the trucks and vans getting a night to marquee their own event, and unfortunately I think they're going to be in the shadow a little bit of the newly announced event for the 10th, the 5-foot rule show.
Right, and we're doing, yes, like you said, like Chris says, we're doing the figure eight race, our trucks and vans, our rollover competition, and these drivers that I have up here in Franklin County have specified to me that they would run 12 days a week if I'd let them. So, and listen, as a promoter, I listen to what my drivers say. I absorb what they say all year long. I'm going through my notes. I'm seeing at which venue these guys want something different. And as a promoter, I do my best to try to, you know, fulfill everybody's obligations, everybody's dream or outlook. And since these guys want to run so hard here, I got with the one of the directors here at the fair, Ross Sutton, and I specified to him that what these guys would like to do is run. Well, they run on Saturday. They run again on tonight. And what I am allowing these guys to do now is I've opened up space on my new listed Sunday show, which is the last day of the fair that we have booked here in Franklin County. And I am running what is called the 5-foot rule inspection. Okay, now we're allowing these guys to have these cars that they've already, it has to be a pre-run car, not necessarily just from Franklin County Fair. All it has to be is a pre-run automobile.
Sure.
And we are allowing them to bring Imperials.
Right.
They could run an ambulance. They could run a Hearst. If it smells like a car, it starts like a car, it drives like a car, and it looks like a car, we're going to have it here on the grounds. And our 5-foot rule, to clarify, is we're going to check for our batteries and gas tank covers, make sure that they are in place and secure, that your seatbelt is in the vehicle, your safety equipment is used properly. We're going to... My son, Austin, will be the one that goes through and checks that out. My main guy, Ben Haas, will walk 5 feet up the line away from those cars. He'll get to the end of that line and nod his head, and Austin Conway, my son, will go through with the orange check and mark every car, indicating that,
that they
the 5-foot, that not that they've been inspected, that the 5-foot rule has been completed.
What are you expecting for that?
It's been big hype and big talk since I announced that on, and my phone is blown off the hook. I'm in Morris, New York with no cell service. I was just sitting on stage here in Franklin County and thought, I better check my messages. I have 25 messages that I have to call back and answer questions. And the fair told me they have boodles of calls here. And some of them are probably mirroring each other, of course.
Right.
But I announced it to the grandstands what was going on. And, of course, you have Derby drivers. When you have 10,000 people, you have 30 or 40 drivers that are real interested.
You have
in what
a lot of ears, that's
about.
For sure.
So, we're mainly doing it to give these guys a chance to wreck their cars the rest of the way, because that's what they like to do, pay them back some money and a nice big trophy, and that's what it's about, is giving back to our drivers.
And you've already got a lot of it. The weird thing about Malone that's not really like any place else that I've been is every place has their groups of friends.
Yes.
Every place you go, they've got their groups of friends. Here, it is no secret. You've got the red and black team, the camp that comes out of the logging group from St. Regis Falls. You've got the power team, which is Jamie St. Mary, Scott Cook, the Tough Stuff guys. You've got the Stockholm boys, which is Joey Foster and all the red cars. Then you've got the blue and yellow team, and I forget their names. And they don't make it a secret. Their cars are painted the same. They come out, they work together. It's not a team derby.
Right.
But they self-police here. They make sure that everything goes down fair. And if somebody's out of line or something like that and it does get through, it's taken care of in short order. They don't mess around with
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely, absolutely. And on the note of your speaking, we have, you know, this group of guys and that group of guys. From my standpoint as a promoter, I'm the overseer of the whole organization. Ben is my main guy.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes right down to it, I have the final call on whatever it is.
Right.
Ben and I have a very good understanding of one another. If someone calls me with a question, I call Ben. There's never, and there never has been, in all the time that Ben has been with me, a he said, she said.
Right.
We've never had a cross of words, because it's always, we're right up front with each other on what someone's asked. In my drivers, when we say you got this group and that group, I'm going back to that for just a moment. These drivers that I have to take my hat off to them. Every venue I go to, I'm the promoter that'll walk right through the pits and never worry about only having someone say good show and shake my hand. So, no, that means a lot. That's a huge. That's a huge paycheck at the end of the day.
Right. Is it tough coming in to say, actually, let me back that up. At one point, Malone had a derby committee, and the fair was doing the derby by themselves. And,
right.
And that all changed a little bit in 2011. So are they still doing their own rules here and you guys are just running the show, or are you implementing your rules here?
Ben and I have completely taken over the reins of the horse. Mm-hmm. So everything that takes place now is completely under Total Destruction's authorization.
So is it tough? I mean, because you don't see the way that these guys travel in packs anyplace else. I mean, is it tough here? Do you like it? I mean, you're still a Derby fan at heart. We know that.
I'm a Derby fan at heart, absolutely. And when I'm on that stage, nobody has a better view of it than me. And I see how wild it makes my fans. So, at the end of the day, Chris, it's Derbying.
Right.
You know, at the end of the day, it's Derbying. And I've seen it where it's got down to these guys, and everybody may be out, and there may be two of the orange cars, two of the black cars, whatever color they are, and they go nose to nose. They still put a show on for the fans. They don't give up the ghost. They continue to go.
Well, last year on Saturday night, only the power team came out for the feature. And there were six or eight cars on the track.
Right.
And those guys ruined all their stuff.
Yes, they destroyed everything and put on a fantastic show.
There was nothing left.
For the crowd, which that's what it's all about. So it's almost not about the money, it's not about the medal. And I'll say this time and time again, and Paul has said the same thing to me. My entry manager, he says, Steve, they're after these trophies. And I believe it. So we've already been discussing it, and we're gonna up the trophy size because that's what these guys like. And I am going to start going back with the trophies. First place in a heat, second place, and third in a heat will get a trophy. That these guys like their trophies, and I see how much they like them. So in every year, something needs to be changed. Well, 2015, every venue that we have, we will do 1, 2, and 3 in the heat with trophies.
And we were talking a little bit before that there's not a whole lot of difference between Demolition Derby and dog shows?
Yes, Paul actually does a dog show. I help Paul do the dog show at the Sampson State Park and Cemetery. And
they complain about Sampson, illegal dogs, and they all want ribbons?
This is down in Ovid, New York, and we have 2,500 dogs, and it's no different when they register. They tell Paul, well, that one's dog is 3/4 of an inch taller than my dog, and I don't want to be in that dog's class. And when him and I sit and talk about it, it's hilarious. They actually follow each other's judges around, and Paul has judges that come from all over the country.
Right.
And he has people that come in with their schnauzers or their shepherds and say, well, if so-and-so's judging here, that's where we're going.
Right.
So it's a whole different breed, but him and I have the exact same thing in common. It's hilarious.
It's great to talk to. I mean, this is his first year being around it, so he brings in such a different perspective. And I've enjoyed the conversation that I've had with him because he said this is like nothing that you've ever seen, yet it's so familiar.
Familiar, yeah.
You know? On the topic of the wild and crazy fans, cool thing happened on Thursday when your wild and crazy fan turned around and took his envelope and gave it back to the
yes,
trust fund for the boys.
And I think what we need to specify on that is I always give away a fan appreciation award or two or many to my crazy fans, and that entails a trophy with an envelope with money in it. It was a young boy, a scout that won that money, and his leader brought him to my stage and said to me, I would like to give this money back to the Englehart boys' trust fund. And at that point, short of tears, I thought that was a very great thing for that young man to do. Short of tears, I reached in my pocket, took out a $100 bill and handed it to him and said, here, add this to your $10 or your $20 and let me contribute as well.
Right. And then when it came time for the raffle car, you were talking with Ryan in Inspection Line. This is back on Sunday. And he said, well, yeah, Steve, if you win it, you can buy it. And you flipped another $100 bill with your fingers crossed that your nut ticket got pulled for that neon, huh?
Yes, I did. I had some money in my pocket to help out the cause. And my son Austin bought some tickets, and he says, well, if I win it, can I run it? And I said, yeah, but I whipped out $100, bought 30 tickets, and said, but you got to beat me. and he says, oh, buy more tickets, Dad. And I would have liked to, but the thing to have done there was to get my $100 worth of tickets. Yes, I would have sat in the car had I won it with my microphone.
Wait a minute. You had plenty of people there that were going to hold that microphone.
I did have plenty of people to take my microphone, but it's like my Bible. But at any rate, I did have another $500 in my pocket that I could have bought the rest of the tickets up with. and I chose to just keep my $100 in there, give everybody a chance to win the car, and I donated the other $500 to Rick Engelhart's children.
When was the last time you drove?
It's been a long time. Well, I actually ran with Devin at the Steuben County Fair, but it's been quite a few years now.
Yeah. I mean, I was trying to think. Steuben County, that was Austin won a heat down there one time.
Yep.
And that was
Austin's won a heat last, he won down there.
It was the Father's Day before he won at Penn Yan.
Right, right. And then he came and took the victory at Penn Yan.
2013.
Yep.
All these numbers, it all runs together.
It all runs together. And when you get in my world, when I'm at Venue 1, Venue 2, here we go, you know, it's it all runs together. But it's in my boys' blood, and they like to do it. So, and I'm sure that at some point in time before before Paul plants me in the ground somewhere, I will I think that Devin's and Austin's dream is to have Devin Manchocki, Austin Manchocki, and Steve Manchocki on the track all at one shot. So, yeah. Can't say when it's going to be, but when they call me up and tell me the car is ready, I'll probably put a helmet on.
You let me know. I want to be there for that. So it's been, I didn't realize it had been that long. Do you miss it? I mean, do you want to get back in there?
Yeah, I mean,
Are you the guy that more enjoys the building process, or do you more enjoy the driving process?
I enjoy putting the car together my way, though.
Oh.
It's not everybody else's way, but I'm still the guy that builds the cars like I build them back in 89 and 90.
Right.
And that's how I would build my car if I run it today. So, I don't need all the fancy stuff. I just need my Chrysler wagon, my seatbelt.
You have any Chrysler wagons left?
I have a Chrysler wagon left, and Austin and Devin have a couple of barns of cars, so I
can
kind of pick my poison of what I want to run. But if I sit in a car again, it'll have to be a wagon.
Interesting. You got me thinking. You're not done now. I mean, you're talking about how hectic the schedule was from Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. You're not done yet.
No, I'm not done
yet. I thought this was the end of the season. You're supposed to be relaxing.
We were thinking we were supposed to relax. And what we're doing is coming back here on Sunday for our rollover figure eight in our 5-foot rule demo with our trucks and vans. We're going to take just a little bit of a skid off, and Paul and I are going to pack our guys back up, get everything going again, and we're headed back to the Otsego County Fairgrounds on September 13th for our fall showdown.
Which, that just came about Thursday.
We booked that on our schedule on Thursday. Yep.
I mean, how great is the Morris Fairgrounds at this point? I mean,
that's a great venue, and I have a great respect for those people. They're always there and do what they're supposed to do, and my drivers show every time. Our spring fling brought us 67 automobiles, and then we still pushed all these cars through for the fair week.
Right.
And we've decided we need to give these guys a chance to wreck them one more time for our fall show. So back we go.
I mean, it worked out well for the planning of all that. Did the cancellation at Yates County Speedway play into that, or were you planning on doing a fall show all along?
No, I had it in my mind to do a fall show. Yeah. It's just whether or not everybody's scheduling came into play. See, the Otsego Fair has several different things going on.
Sure.
They have something to do with races and Lukey's horses, and it just happens that I spit out the date, Ben and I, the 13th, and my president down there says, you got it. So there you go.
That's Imperials welcome, the whole thing?
We're running just the same as we do. Our Imperials, our trucks, our vans, our small and large size cars. Haven't quite got to the 5-foot rule there yet, but we're still in business.
Are you thinking about going to the 5-foot rule there? Imagine what you're going to get.
No. Right now, Franklin County owns my 5-foot rule.
It's one night only, do it here.
Yes, and this is my venue for that.
I mean, the fan support that you have here is great, and the driver support for an event like that, this is one of the places to do it. The talk of Matt Zero's car coming out has dominated a lot of conversations, and I'm really anxious to see if that happens.
Right.
Because if it does, that is going to be a car like they've never seen.
Well, and that's what we want, is something that you've never seen. That's what Total Destruction is all about, is bringing something new. You know, bringing something new to light. And Steve weighs a little. I lay awake nights thinking of different things to do, because it can't always stay the same. And for 2015, I also got a couple of things up my sleeve for.
Like what?
For different things. I got to keep it under wraps right now.
Okay.
But maybe I'll tell you off the air.
Where is it? Where's it going to be?
Hopefully at every one of my venues.
I tried.
I know you tried. You got to remember, this ain't my first rodeo.
I know. The Steve-isms. I mean, are these things that just come out of the top of your head? First rodeo, that everybody's heard that, but what was it? That car was tougher than a boar's ass sewed shut with chain. It's not real pretty, but it's really tough.
That's right.
Where?
They come to me. Like, what did I say last night? It's no hill for a climber, but right now I'm running on a flat road.
Yeah. I don't know. Steve-isms. Paul's got this whole phone full of them.
Yes, Paul's phone is full. Every time I say him, he jots them down.
Are you going to write a book at some point?
I'll come up with the stuff. Paul can write the book.
He's gonna That was one of the cars that ran here last year.
Yes, that's the 21, yep. So, it's all good. We're going to have a great show here tonight. We're going to have a spectacular bunch of fans. The Franklin County Fair personnel has got our track set up for us right now. We're ready to rock and roll.
You were talking about staying awake at night and thinking about all these different things and all the different parts and pieces and stuff that goes along with Demolition Derby and the challenges with being a promoter. Do you ever venture out of state much to see some of the other stuff that's going on at any one of them? You know, there's local shows, you know, relatively close in Ohio, like Tim Clark's Bash for Cash. They've got huge shows that are across the country, and then they've got really good one-day shows that are fairly close to home.
Right, and to be completely honest, I don't venture out to all those big shows like that. Not that I don't want to, but I have a pretty tight schedule.
All your vacation time's tied up with
that. I eat up all my vacation time because I do work a full-time job at a municipality that I have for the last 21 years.
Right.
So I work that into my schedule. I like to spend some time with my family, my kids, because they mean more to me than anything. So by the time I divide that all up and then demo season gets here, I guess after I've looked at all these cars and listened to all these cars on stage for weekend after weekend, I guess the next time you go to a big show, I'll go with you.
All right. That'll be fine.
Because maybe if I can just sit back and not have to do anything but
I tell you
run
what,
a camera maybe.
I'm fine with that. For the first time in... You know, my wife and I, one of our first dates, we went to Whitney Point, and we went there together, and it was before we were married, because we were still dating. We went down to Whitney Point, and that was the last time, it was 2005, was the last time I'd went to a Demolition Derby to just sit and watch it. I'd been working in some capacity at every event that I had been to since then, and we went to Owego's Friday show at the Broom Tioga show that they had the big compact program for, and Guy Raymond was down there, and Jeremy Smith, and Mike Smith, and Bob Smith, Brett Rellier ran down there, Hank Pensek, Shannon Good, Ken Harvey was down there. It was fun to just sit and watch.
Yep.
And I took my son with me, and Devin came with us to Sturgis.
Right.
In Kentucky, right. And that was a good time. I think he enjoyed the trip, and it was really strange to just sit and not have to do anything, because even though I was there just supposed to watch the Derby, I was looking, well, it'd be a good place for a camera over there, or how can they see it if they're over there? They're going to miss what this...
And in all due respect to that, I would be the same way. When they're doing something, I'm thinking, well, boy, I'd like to go up there and, you know, say, we should probably do it this way, but it ain't we when it's yours, you know? So, but if somebody come to me and had some type of an idea, I'm open to listen to it, you know? And I do that with my drivers, I listen. But to just go sit and... I definitely do want to do that.
We're getting ready to go to the Wadena Grand Slam August 16th, which is the first summer team format show that they've had in Minnesota in quite some time. And Kurt Zacharias is going to be there. And they've got this four-man team format. They're paying a minimum purse based on eight teams. If they get more teams, instead of saying, we need 16 teams, we're going to pay this much, and just letting it float out there that if they only get 12 teams, the purse is going to get cut, but nobody knows how much. Minimum payout based on eight teams. If we get more teams than that, we're going to pay more money. They did the same thing. They've got Chain and Go trucks, compact trucks, and then their compact car division. They did the same thing. It's $850 to win based on X number of cars. We get more cars than that, we're going to pay more money. So it's only going to go up. This is the baseline. It's only going to go up. The way that the rules are written out there was they can do basically whatever they want in terms of their car selection. You know, a lot of these places you go, like Metal Destruction, one of the topics of conversation that came with that was those are GM rules in Cuba. or the Cuca Clash. Those are Mopar rules. They favor a Mopar automobile. Right. The way that the rules are written in Wadena, Jesse Keel was involved with Darren Agard in putting this together. It's a team derby that lets you build in your wheelhouse. So if you're really good with Chrysler wagons, you can make a really hard Chrysler wagon and find three buddies, and you can build their cars too.
Right.
So the Zacharias, those guys probably are going to be bringing Thunderbirds. There's going to be a team there that's got a bunch of roundbacks on it. There's going to be a bunch of Suicide Lincolns. Front-end Mopars, it's going to be really cool.
It's what each one's flavor is.
Yeah, yep. And that's you can find out more information about it WadenaCountyFair.com. It's right online. They've got a great program laid out, and it's all packed into one day, the team format. So it's going to be one of those things that you don't want to miss that. If you can break away in a couple weeks.
I probably can.
You're going to need a flight.
Keep me posted. I'll book it. Not a problem.
It's got some cars rolling in. I can't believe how early the crowd gets here.
And I was just going to say, just before I have to break here, because I got to go start doing some stuff, but I was going to bring to your attention, Chris, that they're already in the stands here for a 6 o'clock show, and it's a huge stands. We probably have 100 people already in there in this stands that seats, you know, 7 to 10,000.
Right.
So it's like all these people have their seat picked out from year to year, and they're going to get it. So
they're not going to miss it.
Yep. So... again, I would just like to thank you for coming out and doing what you do, Chris, doing our shows. And
I'm glad you were able to break away for a little while. Yep. Otherwise, I'd be here talking to myself. It'd look really weird to everybody in the stand, some guy at a computer talking to himself.
Well, and absolutely. But right now, Paul's got the entry thing set up, ready to take off. I'm going to make sure that my guys are ready to start inspecting. And
very good.
I got to check in with the fair, and I will be with you at the end of the night.
We'll see you then.
Okay. Thanks,
thank
Chris.
You. Yep. Appreciate it, man. There goes Steve Manchocki. From Total Destruction Demo Productions, off to get everything up and rolling here. Once again, we are trackside at the Franklin County Fair up here in Malone, New York. We just talked a little bit about the Wadena Grand Slam. Outstanding show. We're looking forward to it. I was talking with Josh, one of my co-hosts here on the Crash Course podcast. Brian Tompkins, he had to work. Josh, he's tied up with commitments at home. Ben was going to be on the program, but the way that the schedule all worked out, they had a talent show up here. That ended at 3 o'clock, just butting up against the time when we were supposed to start. So they couldn't get anything set up here. So they're over there thrashing to get ready for the cars. Cars are already rolling in. They're going to try and get inspections rolling just as fast as they can so that they can make it on time for their 6 o'clock start time up here. But I was talking with Josh a little bit about, you know, how much fun he had on Thursday at that memorial show. Running out there, he had a 75 Impala, and Brett Relier was there. Rich Predmore was there. He had a great Imperial. Brian Molino, hippie, he was in Eric Eberling's Crown Vic, Eric Ellis's Crown Vic, and he was able to get that car out there. And he ran. Guy Raymond was there as well. Jim Beatty, he put on a heck of a show with Monte Carlo. So many of these fresh cars that were brought there, and they ran them in Rick Engelhardt's honor. All of them were yellow. All of them had 33R on the doors, and most of them ran their roof signs where their individual registered numbers were represented. But so many 33R cars and so much good stuff happening down there. In the wake of the tragedy, really celebrating life and what Rick Engelhardt was to Demolition Derby. And the camaraderie on the track was important to see. Lots of good drivers down there as a whole. Again, we mentioned it was, I believe it was Caitlin Green and Brianna Winnie going 1 and 2. Rich Predmore ended up being scored third in the final rundown in his Imperial on Thursday night, and then Jason Sherman winning Sunday's small car feature, and Mike Green coming away with the win in the full-size feature over there at the Otsego County Fair. Calling hours for Rick were on Saturday. I went there. We saw Jeremy Gully there, Josh Buell, the Menards. Josh Decker was there. Brett Relier came, Jim Beatty, and it was great to see all those drivers. It was still a difficult day. They ended up having Rick's Imperial that he ran at the Morris Spring Show was on a trailer outside of the church, and then they had another fresh Shocker Mopar that was painted yellow with 33R on it, and roof sign, full derby dress out there, if you will. And they ended up going over to the Walton Fairgrounds, Delaware County Fairgrounds in Walton, and they took the funeral procession down the front stretch. We've got a bunch of pictures that we're going to share online here. There's plenty of videos. Jay Tweedy actually videotaped it as well. It was really special to see. The lead car in the funeral procession went down the front stretch, and he continued to go. And the individual, and I forget his name, riding with Robbie, no less, shut the car off on the front stretch and just let it sit there. The hearse hung back, and it was just that car by itself, and it was completely silent. You couldn't hear a thing. Fired the car up and drove it around, and there was a small reception, celebration of life afterward at one of the tents in the back of the fairgrounds where both the cars were. And Robbie was riding in the yellow Shocker Mopar that was brought back around. And just as, you know, he was getting out of the car, and he was wearing Rick's helmet, and he was wearing Rick's shirt, and he got out of the car, and he did the Demolition Derby Jesus pose that picture that Rick loves so much that everybody knows. It's the one with high contrast, the fair in the background, the smoke and the steam. It's just Rick's silhouette standing there with his arms out to the side, and Robbie replicated that. There was a bunch of pictures of Robbie in the car grinning ear to ear, and it was very special to see. And then for everything to go down the way that it did on Sunday with Ryan winning the car and all the money going into the trust fund for the boys, it was very, very special. And it was touching. It was good to see. It was good to see the way that the Demolition Derby community as a whole banded together. There's always so much animosity and infighting and complaining, and everybody says that they're there for fun, but if they're only there for fun, they're still over there complaining and arguing about what the cars were built like and all these different scenarios, and all that stuff went away. It wasn't an issue. It wasn't a topic. It wasn't something that really came up on Thursday. And in talking with Josh a little bit, Josh was getting really burned out on his schedule. And you know, this is tonight when we go film, this is the 20th night of taping that we've had since the 28th of June. And it's been an intense schedule for everybody. And he was just getting burned out, and he was falling behind on some stuff at home. So he's elected to take a little bit of time away from. From the show and kind of refocus as he's getting ready to go to the Hartford Fair here in a couple weeks. Actually, I talked to him today. He said he just picked up his car for the Hartford Fair, so nothing like waiting until the last minute, Josh. But we were talking, and he had relayed how much fun he had the last couple times he's gone out just with the intentions of making junk. And all the drivers shared that same sentiment in talking with them. And, you know, Jim Beatty, he stood the nose completely on a Monte Carlo on a shot hitting a car that had nobody even in it. I don't think he realized it at the time, because a minute before that, the car was still a qualified car. Then they threw the red flag. It was the opposite of the track, and the driver had exited the car before he tagged it and rolled it over and then put it in reverse, backed off it, and slipped it back on its wheels. But Josh had indicated how much fun it was to just go out there and run for junk, and we were talking a little bit, and I had asked him, I said, you know, it's funny you should say that. You know, think about this. Let's stop this conversation and just kind of start a new topic and see if this thing comes back around. You know, look at Rick Engelhart's shelf. How many trophies has he got on there? And Josh goes, he didn't have a ton. You know, he had some, but he didn't have thousands. And I said, how many of them were first place or second place? And he goes, there was one or two. And I said, who in Demolition Derby do you know of that had more fun than Rick Engelhart? And Josh said, that's a great point. That's a done. I'm there. And I understand that cars are expensive, and I understand that cars are not easy to come by, especially the old iron stuff. And they're not easy to build. It takes money and investment, but I think we can still learn some things from Rick Engelhart, even though we only had a little bit of time to share with him on Earth, that he's continued to teach us to keep things in perspective. Remember that you're doing this so that you bring trophies home for your kids. You're doing this so that you can have that bragging right on the mantle, so that you have fun. You know, everybody got into this initially because they enjoyed it, because they had a good time, and the money and the bills and all this other stuff has sort of mushroomed it so far beyond, at least in New York anyway, it seems to have mushroomed it so far beyond where we really want things to be, where things really need to be. And I really am hoping that that some of these feelings from Thursday stay with us, and people remember how they felt and how there wasn't a whole lot of the drama and the nonsense and everything that came after that. Sure, there was the discussions. I've had these discussions with people in the pits. You know, how did a car that was stuck in the corner for X amount of time come back and compete? The flip side of the argument of that is, if you had that car and you know you were stuck and no official told you to shut off, why not run it? Keep going. And every Derby driver that I asked that question of in the last couple of days has said the same thing. I wouldn't have shut off. I'd have kept going too. Little bit of argument about the way that some of the Constellation stuff was run. And I get that. It's not that I don't agree with it. But at the end of the night, everybody felt good for the most part, in terms of everybody that I came in contact with, and that's the way that Demolition Derby started out for a lot of people. That's the way that it really should be, and it'd be really nice to see it get back to that. And is it possible? I would like to think so. We did it for one night, and it took a tragedy to get everybody back together. I'm hoping that as I sit here, Ben's off doing his job, Brian's at work, and Josh is doing other things. I hope that they would agree with me, and that we can continue this on. And we look towards tonight, and there's some animosity up here all the time. There's these factions that we alluded to when we were talking with Steve just a few minutes ago, and I'm hoping that gives way, that some of these feelings continue to permeate the sport and get us back to where we need to be. I hate to sit here and pontificate, but at the same time, we're kind of flying solo, and I haven't seen Scott Cook yet. We were hoping to have him on for a little bit. As a matter of fact, we got to go start finding cars and getting cameras set up anyway here and get this stuff out of the way, because there's individuals that are pacing about waiting for me to get out of the way because they need the jersey barriers, as you can see just right here behind me. So actually, I think what we're probably going to do is I'm going to leave you with those thoughts. And a final remembrance of Rick Engelhart. We miss him a lot. I hope we did him justice last Monday when we did our best efforts to remember him fondly leading up to what last week held with Thursday show in Morris. And then when we turned around and had his funeral on Saturday and did those things at the fair. And turned around and did it again in Morris one more time with even more yellow cars, and it was good to see. He's going to be an individual that is deeply missed, and someone that absolutely leaves a hole in the community, that right now the groundwork has been laid to fill that hole with a lot of positive. And hopefully all the folks that are close to this show and close to the community, especially in New York, continue to keep that driving forward, and we can make something of that. Guys, I appreciate you tuning in. Interesting direction that the show ended up taking today. It was great to have Steve on the program and talk a little bit. We gave you about 45 minutes or so here trackside at the Franklin County Fair in Malone, New York. That's going to do it for us. We appreciate it. Once again, make sure you jump online. Check out the folks over at the Wadena Grand Slam. Also, Total Destruction Derby Productions. They've got one more show on deck up here coming up August 10th. Supposed to be a 5 o'clock start on that one. And then also on September the 13th, they're going to have a fall cleanup show. Guys, once again, I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for joining us here on the Crash Course Podcast. And we are going to see you again next Monday from the studio. Hopefully we have everybody there, and we'll see you then. Thanks, guys.